Struggling with his dual identity, failed comedian Arthur Fleck meets the love of his life, Harley Quinn, while incarcerated at Arkham State Hospital. That is the plot synopsis for Joker Folie à Deux, which, according to Wikipedia, Folie à Deux is French for Madness of Two, also called Shared Psychosis or Shared Delusional Disorder. It's a psychiatric syndrome in which symptoms of a delusional belief are transmitted from one individual to another. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix reprising his role as Arthur Fleck and Lady Gaga as Lee Quinzel. It was released October 4th and has a total runtime of 2 hours and 18 minutes, which is a little bit long in my opinion for this type of film. The film had an estimated budget of $200 million and it's been a week and a few days, and so far worldwide it has grossed $120 million. In the film, Arthur Fleck is in prison after the events of the previous film, where he has killed at least 5 people. He claims 6. And during that time, as was indicated by the plot synopsis, he meets Lee Quinzel, the love of his life. They sort of develop this relationship, which was an unlikely relationship for her to be interested in someone like him. It happens, but it's really rare. Now, if you're going into this film thinking this is sort of a continuation, or that he might break out of jail and become the Joker that we've seen in all the other Batman films, you're going to be sorely disappointed, because this is nothing like that. This is a musical. And if you didn't know this is a musical going in, you're going to be really kind of disappointed. Maybe even angry. But for me, I thought it was great because I love musicals. I was really looking forward to that. And of course, you have Lady Gaga, who's a musician. She's just a genius at what she does. And so I was really looking forward to seeing how that played out in the film. Unfortunately, the story or the plot line is where I think things go wrong. Almost all the events that you see that were revealed by the trailer are all in Arthur Fleck's imagination, or their dream sequences and things like that. And a lot of them just never really happened. And so it's kind of disappointing from that point of view. There were several musical scores that were sang together, which I did enjoy. There were like some jazz type music that was played. It was fun to watch. It was entertaining for what it was. There was a little bit of violence in the film, which could be disturbing for some people. And there was a little bit of language, which was probably the reasons for the R rating. And there was some blood that was shed. I think you have to go into this film knowing that it's a musical and looking for that scene, and then knowing that the plot is just a background device for the musical to play out. But that might not even work for some. It wasn't a great film. I walked away from that, unfortunately, disappointed. I thought it could have been better all around. It could have had better songs. It could have been more of a musical than it really was. They could have embraced it a little more. Or just take out that whole part of it and make it more serious. I think if you're going to do it, you got to kind of dive in and go one way or the other and go full on in with it. This film kind of didn't. It kind of didn't want to be fully a musical, didn't want to be fully a normal drama type of a movie. So in that way, I could see why people would be disappointed. However, if there's anything that came out of this, there is one bright spot that came out of this, is that Lady Gaga did put out a CD right before the film was released called Harlequin, which is a jazz CD and is amazing, so I recommend people check that out. Anyhow, having said that, I can't really recommend Joker A Folie, even though it's a musical. I love musicals. It could have been better. It wasn't great. Now, don't get me wrong, the performances that were put in by Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga, they were both amazing in the film. They were absolutely amazing, and according to the trivia, this was Joaquin Phoenix's first sequel to any of the movies that he's ever done in his career. I give Joker A Folie 2 stars.